When the history of this financial crisis is written, in Europe at least, last night might have been a turning point. That's what the British government is hoping, anyway. After a day when bank shares had taken another hammering on the London Stock Exchange, the British Treasury decided it was time for drastic measures. Officials worked through the night, and this morning Prime Minister Gordon Brown announced a massive rescue package for British banks. NPR's Rob Gifford has our story from London.
The announcement that the Bank of England and the European Central Bank were joining the US Federal Reserve and cutting interest rates by 0.5% was greeted with approval across Europe this morning. But it was Prime Minister Gordon Brown's rescue plan for the British banks that really caught everyone's attention. Having spent 20 years dissociating himself and his Labour Party from that dirty word nationalisation, Brown's plan essentially amounted to a partial nationalisation of 8 of the country's main banks.
Up and down the country, families and small businesses are worried and anxious about their futures. And I know and understand this. Good, strong banks are essential for every family and for every business in the country. And extraordinary times call for the bold and far-reaching solutions that the Treasury has announced today.
The government will not take over the banks. Instead, $90 billion of taxpayers' money will be used to buy shares in the 8 institutions. The government will also put up $500 billion of loan guarantees to get banks lending to each other again, and it will also make a further $350 billion available for short-term lending. The plan was supported by the opposition party in Parliament and by financial executives such as George Magnus, chief economist of the Swiss bank UBS.
I think that this set of proposals from the British government actually is exactly the right thing to do. I mean, the government has come in for some criticism from various quarters, but to its credit, I think this British government has done something which the Americans haven't done and which the Europeans may never come up with.
The British government is not just buying up the bank's toxic assets. Because it's actually taking a stake in the banks, if the economic climate improves, the taxpayers' money will be paid back. The Swedish government used such a plan to great success in the 1990s and paid back taxpayers' money within a few years. Politicians and analysts say that how the stock market reacts should not be the measure of the plan's success. That's just as well, since the London FTSE Index and others in Europe today fell a further 5-6%. Professor Ian Begg of the London School of Economics says Europe may not be out of the woods just yet.
In Britain, I think we've seen the worst of it, but we don't know whether there's something still due to happen in the same way as suddenly in the US 3 weeks ago, AIG appeared as a new problem. It's perfectly possible that elsewhere in Europe, there is something lurking that nobody has anticipated and nobody has recognized as a potential problem.
For the moment, though, sighs of relief all round, until tomorrow at least, that governments in Europe are moving on both fronts to help the availability of credit on the one hand and the cost of credit on the other. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.